Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
A listener wondered if it was true that there were underground baths in Milwaukee where powerful men once met in secret to do powerful things. So I called on Milwaukee's Bobby Tanzillo, who tends to know this stuff, to find out.
There were underground pools and baths where I'm sure deals got done because they're in places that were utilized by sort of the movers and shakers, the power brokers of the city, but not really secret.
We're standing in front of the Wells Building on East Wisconsin Avenue. It looks like many other 100-plus-year-old office buildings in Milwaukee, but deep in the basement is one of the pools we're talking about.
And actually, from here, we can see the Pfister, which is where the other one was.
In the early decades of the 20th century, the pool in the Wells Building was owned by the Milwaukee Athletic Club. And the Pfister had Turkish baths on what is now the spa level. They were both men only.
You can be sure that at both these places, deals were getting done because these were places that would have been frequented by, again, mayors, alder people, businessmen. And the MAC had naked swimming until 1994. It
All
was
right.
International news, apparently, when it ended.
We step inside the Wells Building to meet Eric Nordine, the owner of Ascendant Holdings, the company that now owns the building.
We knew there was a pool in the basement, but we thought it had been fully covered over or filled in. And what we later discovered is only the shallow end is filled in and the deep end is actually still there.
As we move from the foyer down to the less polished basement, Eric shows us a clipping from 1902 announcing the opening of the Milwaukee Athletic Club and the special glass elevators that would take members to and from the basement pool.
Is it fair to say movers and shakers were making deals down here?
We think so. I mean, the Milwaukee Athletic Club was kind of a who's who of Milwaukee, you know, back at the turn of the century. This is 1902 when it opened. We think there was a lot of important people down here, but we don't really know who I guess.
We make our way through ankle-deep broken tiles. The space is increasingly showing its age and decades of neglect. It's hard to see where the pool once was.
You have to look for the clues to know you're there, and it helps that we have this photo. Here's an image of the pool. There's another image here. Well, key element is these columns which bisect the pool. Columns actually go right through the pool, and you can see this ornate marble at the base of this column, which is not what you would normally see in the basement of a building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's some, that's kind of a clue that something was here.
Mm-hmm. There too, you also have this subway tile, and
yeah.
You have this tile that would have been along the outside of the pool.
Yeah, we go from tile to an edge of marble here, and then we go to concrete. So
right.
This would have been the edge of the pool here, and
so
this is where water would be.
So we're
exactly.
In the pool.
Exactly, we're in the pool, and the pool stretched beyond this wall another 20 feet or so.
But Eric says the best part was discovering what was behind that wall.
We knew the pool was here. What we didn't know is that there was a section at the deep end of the pool that we could access.
They found it as they were clearing out some old file cabinets, a hole in the floor showing what remains of the pool. We make our way down the stairs and stand where Milwaukee's powerful men once swam.
This is fantastic.
Isn't this great?
This is such a cool thing.
Yeah, it's fun to find these old sort of abandoned areas, and we suspect this room hadn't been walked in for, I don't know how long, 40 years, 50
Probably.
Years?
The powerful men are long gone, and no one plans to refurbish the pool. But for a moment, just a moment standing there, you can hear the echoes bouncing off the bath tiles of history. For Bubbler Talk, I'm Bonnie North.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.